Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're in the midst of a four-part series focused on fire prevention and resiliency on Motherload Views. This weekend, we're focusing on issues like defensible space and fire prevention. We're joined in studio by the City of Sonora Fire Chief Amy New, CAL FIRE Unit Forester Adam Fries, and Deputy Fire Chief for the Stanislaus National Forest, Clint Gould. Chief Gould, you know, I'll turn over to you next. You know, when it comes to prescribed burns that take place in the Stanislaus National Forest, have you had quite a few this past winter and here this spring?
We have. We've currently burned roughly a little over 2,200 acres since about October, the end of October. We do have more planned. With the way the weather came in this year, it has reduced the amount of burns that we've been able to do just due to snow on the ground, the amount of moisture in the fuels. Once those start drying out, if we do get a drier spell, we'll start hitting it a little bit more. We are still out currently doing pile burning. We haven't had a whole lot of broadcast burning just due to the ground fuels are not receptible to burn at this time.
And for people who don't understand, what is kind of the benefit and the reason for doing these burns?
It is to reduce fuel loading within the National Forest. We were attempting to make it so if a fire does happen in certain locations around the forest that they're manageable, that we can get to them quicker and we don't get catastrophic fires like the campfire.
How do you decide, you know, which area of the forest gets these burns since there's such a wide area?
It's all science-based between timber sales and different departments within the Forest Service. They do the science and determine which areas are better suited. A lot of it has to do with wildland-urban interface. We pick areas that are going to have a greater impact to the public and the residents of the area around our forest, and we'll concentrate on those areas as our priorities.
Well, as we mentioned, spring is here. The temperatures are starting to warm up in the region. You know, if people are going to be heading out into the forest to recreate over the coming months, you know, what do people need to remember when it comes to fire safety?
Campfires are probably one of the biggest fire causes that we have. Either someone going out there recreating, which we fully encourage, and if they do have a campfire, it's proper extinguishment. Finding people who attempt to put out or extinguish their fire and just don't get it put out completely, or those who just walk away thinking that they do have adequate clearance, but winds come up and they can carry an ember quite a ways, and then we have that potential for a large catastrophic fire.
In the forest, do you see many fires with like catalytic converters and people pulling off to the side of the road?
I can say yes. It is people pulling into tall, dry grass and walking away from their vehicles. And then when they go and leave where that dry material was touching the undercarriage of their car, their mufflers, something sits there and smolders. And a little while later, there's a fire where that vehicle was or still is.
Any other common causes of fire you see in the forest besides like campfires and things like that?
Dragging chains. People recreating, going out to the lakes in the area, having something that's dragging behind their vehicle that is causing a spark, the catalytic converters kicking something out. And we've even had found evidence of people out smoking cigarettes and just dropping their butts in a receptible fuel bed. Over time, it will carry a fire.
You know, in the Stanislaus National Forest, having recreated there many times before, its cell phone coverage is very difficult at times. You know, if for people who may see smoke or see fires, do you have quite a lookouts throughout the forest?
The Stanislaus currently has three lookouts that we staff during the summertime, Mount Elizabeth being the main one on the 108 corridor. And then there's two over on the Groveland Ranger District of Smith Peak and Pilot Peak. They do provide coverage for the majority of what we can see, and we do get a lot of phone-ins.
You mentioned the prescribed burning taking place will continue on. Does it typically go to a certain time of a year? I assume it's not year-round that you'll be burning out there.
It's not year-round, and it is truly all weather-based. I mean, we could be still burning into May and June, but it's all science-based. If we're not in what we call a prescription, we have to meet certain weather parameters, certain fuel moistures, so we'll burn as long as it's acceptable.
being the fires have gotten bigger and bigger over recent, you know, past decades, do you do more prescribed burning today than past years, or has it pretty much been the same?
We are ramping up, trying to do more just due to fuel loadings, the bug kill. We've got a lot of dead and dying trees that are in the forest that we've got to clean up. And we do realize that there is a lot out there that needs to be done. The Stanislaus is a large forest, and with limited staffing, it takes a lot to get a lot done.
When fires hit, how closely do you work with other agencies like CAL FIRE to get resources to the Stanislaus National Forest?
We are embedded with CAL FIRE. It doesn't matter the color of the uniform or the color of the truck. We're calling everyone and anyone we can to assist us when we need it.
We need to take one more break. We're talking about fire prevention and preparedness on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by what we've been talking with Clint Gould, who is the Deputy Fire Chief for the Stanislaus National Forest, CAL FIRE Unit Forester Adam Fries, and City of Sonora Fire Chief Amy New. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Next weekend on Motherload Views, we'll turn our attention to fire projects that are taking place to reduce the risk of fire in the Motherload region. That's next week on Motherload Views. And a reminder, if you missed any of the earlier shows focused on items like the Tuolumne County Fire Initiative, as well as ingress and egress concerns related to evacuations, you can find those shows in the multimedia section of mymotherload.com. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.